Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. When I was young, I remember being taken by my parents to a large auditorium to hear a world-famous Christian evangelist and faith healer. The auditorium was packed with several thousand people. The hymns were ringing out. He began preaching. And then came the moment everyone had been waiting for. We were waiting for the faith healing to begin. But before it could begin, the collection plate had to be passed around. As the plates were making their way around the auditorium, this world-famous evangelist said one of the most outlandish things I think I've ever heard. He declared that if a person was seeking healing from God, then the more they put in the collection plate, the better their odds of healing would become. It was at that moment that my parents packed me up and marched out of the auditorium. These words revealed to my parents that this evangelist was really a false prophet. From that day forward, I don't think I ever heard them listen to another sermon he preached. From the very beginning, however, the people of God have always been plagued by false prophets. As God's children, we desire and we long to hear His word preached and taught among us. But how can we be sure that the one who is preaching and teaching it to us is not a false prophet leading us astray? The great prophet Ezekiel also struggled with this issue of false prophets. In Ezekiel chapter 13, God speaking through Ezekiel provides some criteria by which a prophet may be judged. Verse 6 notes that their visions are false and their divinations are a lie. They mistake their own thoughts and imaginations for the word of God. False prophets and teachers may be very convincing and even sincere. They may deceive and lead many people away from the truth, but God is not fooled by them. Ezekiel's second criticism of the false prophets is a bit more obscure. In verse 5, he declares that you have not gone up into the breaches, or built a wall for the house of Israel, that it might stand in battle in the day of the Lord. Ezekiel compares the words of those false prophets to a cracked and crumbling city wall, which has been whitewashed. It looks strong and sturdy, but it will never stand in the midst of battle. False prophets fail to deal with such issues as sin or God's justice and judgment. They are often full of grandiose promises about blessings and riches, but they say almost nothing of the disastrous effects that sin has upon us. They fail to bring about repentance and faith, and they fail to provide security and refuge for those in the midst of the storms of life. False prophets are also motivated by their desire for monetary or material gain. In Ezekiel's day, they would tell their lies for as little as a handful of barley or some pieces of bread. These deceivers will tell you what they want you to hear for a price, with little regard for God's word. Their activities also serve to discourage and confuse those who really desire to know God's word. Their voices serve to disorientate us and cause us to doubt Holy Scripture. They would have us take our eyes off of the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus and place them upon ourselves, upon our faith or our works or our prosperity or our feelings or even upon the false teacher. Far too often, they advocate a shabby obedience to Christ and a watered-down morality and a self-serving righteousness. They condemn and curse what God has not condemned and cursed, and they advocate and promote those things that the Bible clearly teaches are sin. Even Jesus warns us that false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Matthew chapter 24, verses 24 and 5. So be diligent and discerning. Test the preaching and the teaching that you receive to ensure that what you are hearing is God's word. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you would have all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. By your almighty power and unsearchable wisdom, break and hinder all of the counsels of those who hate your word and who, by corrupt teaching, would destroy it. Enlighten them with the knowledge of your glory, so that they may know the riches of your heavenly grace, and in peace and righteousness serve you, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.